Leland Rooker is the senior editor at Sensi Magazine. He joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Today, you're taking a look at something in the international market. There's a report on the future, I suppose, of cannabis on the international market. That's something I never thought we would actually be discussing, given how many countries still have some type of prohibition on it.
Boy, isn't that the truth? This is a market research report by the Brightfield Group, and they're a firm that's focused on the legal cannabis industry. They've been doing this for a while, and they're predicting that the global cannabis market will reach $7.7 billion in 2017 and up to $31 billion in 2021. Now, that's not very far away. We think about it, but that's not far at all. And those are big numbers. Those are definitely big numbers. But in context, let's start out by saying last year, $223 billion was spent on alcohol products just in the United States. So, this is a big market, but not like other markets. And they predict that the Canadian recreational market, which is opening in 2018, by 2021 will reach $5.7 billion. And that's about half of the United States market. And they make up, United States and Canadian market make up most of global cannabis sales now, and they still will, although European markets, Germany, the Netherlands, Spain, and Switzerland are likely to be legal by 2021 too, with some kind of recreational or some kind of medical products. Canadian companies are moving very quickly to become cultivators internationally, because there will be laws that will probably be changing that will allow countries to allow cannabis products to be imported and exported. Australian firms, Israeli firms are investing in medical marijuana research. And interestingly, most people or most places in the world prefer the low THC, high CBD products, probably because of the medical association. And in summarizing it, they say that cannabis legalization is pushing forward internationally. By 2021, the United States will drop from 90% of global cannabis sales to 57%. So that's going to be a big change. But they say the marketplace is likely to look a little different. There's only a handful of companies that are opening to viable business opportunities. A lot of these are being run by the government. And in order for companies to be successful, they're going to have an understanding of the challenges of every market. So it's going to be difficult. And you can't really say what's going on, but that market is definitely going to continue to grow.
And I wonder what influence this will have on the federal prohibition of cannabis once we see more and more business interests really paying attention to the potential for cannabis.
Exactly. It usually takes business interests to get the government's attention, and that will change things.
People can read more about that at sensimag.com. Catch the hard copy and newsstands around the metro area. Thank you, Leland.
Thank you.